This episode is brought to you by Grant Thornton, a professional services firm that gets that cookie-cutter thinking doesn't cut it in today's tech industry. Grant Thornton listens first, tailoring solutions to evolve with your business, whatever comes next. More at gt.com.
This is your tech news briefing for Thursday, December 8th. I'm Zoe Thomas for the Wall Street Journal. For years now, U.S. officials have said TikTok poses a risk to national security. They worry the Chinese government could use TikTok's Beijing-based owner ByteDance to gain access to information on U.S. users. And yet, efforts to reach a deal with TikTok that would both protect Americans' data and allow the app to keep functioning here keep hitting delays. On today's show, our reporter John McKinnon joins us to explain the stumbling blocks to reaching an agreement and what happens if the sides take too long to come to a deal. That's after these headlines. While authorities in Washington debate the future of TikTok in the U.S., the state of Indiana is suing the company. In a pair of lawsuits Wednesday, the state attorney general accused the platform of deceiving customers about its mature content and data security. The first lawsuit alleges that TikTok is violating Indiana's consumer protection laws because its algorithm is designed to addict young users and promotes content that's harmful to young people, including sex, profanity, and drugs. The other suit alleges that the company is misleading consumers about Chinese government access to U.S. users' data, saying China can use TikTok to spy on and blackmail users. TikTok representatives didn't respond to requests for comment. And Indiana isn't the only state taking action against the app. Politicians in South Dakota are moving to partially ban it. Last week, Governor Kristi Noem issued an executive order banning TikTok from state agencies over security concerns about its Chinese ownership. Since then, South Dakota's tourism department and its public broadcaster have deleted their accounts, and six public universities there are evaluating whether to do the same. South Dakota isn't the first state to block TikTok from state-owned devices. Nebraska banned the app back in 2020, and three other states are considering bans or blocks as well. Apple is planning to significantly expand its data encryption practices. A new optional feature called Advanced Data Protection would keep most data in iCloud, things like iPhone backups, photos, and notes, secure, even in the event that Apple gets hacked. But that's likely to create some tension with law enforcement and governments, because the new system will also prevent Apple from giving authorities data that's protected in this way, even if police have a search warrant. In an interview with the Wall Street Journal, Apple's Senior Vice President of Software Engineering, Craig Federighi, explained the company's thinking.
As customers have put more and more of their personal information into their devices, these have become more and more the subject of attacks by advanced actors, some of them spending hundreds of millions of dollars to try to get access to the information of targeted individuals. And we've been in the trenches fighting that on the device, but we know that the cloud is another frontier where those attacks are taking place. And we know we have to stay ahead of it.
A spokesman for the Justice Department declined to comment about Apple's plan. Representatives at the FBI didn't respond to a request for comment. Ramesh Sunibalwani, the former president and chief operating officer at Theranos, has been sentenced to just under 13 years in prison for his role in defrauding investors and patients at the defunct blood testing startup. Balwani was convicted in July on a dozen counts of wire fraud and conspiracy for lying about the company's technology. He oversaw Theranos' lab and the financial projections shared with investors. Theranos founder and CEO Elizabeth Holmes, who was also Balwani's ex-girlfriend, was sentenced last month to more than 11 years in prison after being convicted on four counts of criminal fraud. I asked our venture capital reporter Heather Somerville, who covered both Balwani's and Holmes' trials, how the verdicts and steep sentences are being seen in Silicon Valley.
Most people in Silicon Valley still think Theranos is just some huge outlier. I think we're seeing increasingly that that may not be the case when you look at other cases of fraud that have come to pass in recent years. I will say it sort of is kind of there as a blemish in Silicon Valley history. everybody knows the story of Theranos. Everybody sort of reference it generally when thinking about fraud, and that is not going away. So it is part of the collective mindshare around Silicon Valley. Will it deter all future fraud? No, definitely not, but people aren't going to forget this.
And one of Twitter's top lawyers has exited the company. New owner Elon Musk tweeted Tuesday about the departure of Deputy General Counsel Jim Baker, who'd been with the company since 2020. Musk said the departure was due to a project he calls the Twitter Files, internal communications at the company that he's been releasing publicly and that he says demonstrate biased decisions by previous management benefiting Democrats. He said he had, quote, concerns about Baker's possible role in suppression of the information. Neither Baker nor Twitter responded to requests for comment. All right, coming up, the clock is ticking for TikTok. Can it reach a deal over its future in the U.S. before Washington's demands get even steeper? We'll discuss after the break.
This podcast is brought to you by Grant Thornton, a professional services firm you share something with, listening. They take the time to understand you and your business so you get the best solution, not more noise. Start a conversation at gt.com.
A WSJ exclusive. We report a potential deal between TikTok and the Biden administration has run into delays. That's according to people familiar with the situation. The deal aims to address national security concerns that U.S. officials say the app poses because of its owner, the Beijing-based tech giant ByteDance. Officials said those ties could give China an in to collect data on U.S. users. A potential deal has been in the works for more than a year. One was expected by the end of this year, but now it's run into further delays. So what's the holdup? And what would it mean for TikTok and its users in the U.S. if negotiations drag on? John McKinnon reports on regulatory issues from Washington, and he's with us now. Hi, John. Thanks for joining me.
Nice to be with you.
Let's start with a bit of backstory. How did we get to this point where the U.S. and TikTok are discussing a deal?
Well, these discussions have actually been going on for quite a while. Late in the Trump administration, there was just a growing concern about the possible security risks posed by TikTok. And some people will remember that the U.S. military has, at that point, blocked service people from using TikTok. And there have been a few other changes along the way in the relationship between the U.S. and TikTok. And so the U.S. and TikTok started negotiating over some sort of deal to sort of ensure that our national security interests were going to be protected.
Okay, but now they're running into delays in these conversations. So what are some of the sticking points?
There are probably many sticking points, but I would say that the two biggest ones revolve around how U.S. users' data is going to be protected from the potential prying eyes of the Chinese government. And then the other one has to do with the algorithm that recommends videos to users. There is concern among U.S. officials that the algorithm could be manipulated to help an influence operation that the Chinese government wanted to engage in the U.S. or spread misinformation or disinformation along the lines of what happened in 2016 during the presidential election. Those are issues that were raised actually by the FBI director, Christopher Wray, in some testimony that he gave to Congress a few weeks back. So we know that the government itself has these concerns about their relationship with TikTok.
Now, TikTok has always maintained that it wouldn't share U.S. data with Beijing, but what has the company said about these negotiations?
TikTok is still saying that it's optimistic, essentially, that some agreement is going to be reached. And they say that they are expecting a timely conclusion to their negotiations with the government. And they point out that they've already actually started implementing some of the changes that they are expecting to be in the agreement, such as, you know, stronger barriers, essentially, to protect the U.S. users' data.
I want to talk a bit about the risks if this drags on too long. I mean, Are there concerns for both sides if the negotiations keep getting delayed?
There are certainly concerns that this agreement is going to be difficult to work out if the U.S. security officials, if people at the Justice Department and people in the FBI are continuing to raise objections to the draft agreement that was worked out earlier this year. There's just concern, at least among some people, that TikTok, its owners, and the Chinese are simply not going to be willing to go a lot further. And so then you have a situation where the U.S. faces a couple of pretty unpleasant options, basically.
What are those unpleasant options?
Well, the ultimate unpleasant option, I think, politically, would be a ban on TikTok. And the Trump administration threatened to do that back in 2020, but never managed to pull it off. And, you know, there's certainly widespread concern that there would be a backlash, a popular backlash, if the government actually tried to impose some kind of ban on TikTok. The other option, which is maybe almost as unpalatable, is for the administration to do nothing and expose itself to a lot of criticism, especially from Republicans in Congress, that they're not doing enough or not doing anything really to try to protect the U.S. from the risks that are seen with TikTok.
What's the role of the Chinese government in these negotiations? I mean, does it have one?
The Chinese government has not had a lot to say about these negotiations. During the Trump administration, they were pretty clearly concerned about the possibility that the U.S. or its representatives would gain access to the algorithm that TikTok uses, which is based on an algorithm that they developed for China. The Chinese government essentially said none of these algorithms that are the intellectual property of Chinese companies can be exported. I would say that's the big signal they've sent, that they really want this to remain essentially a Chinese enterprise. And they haven't really had a lot to say lately about the National Security Agreement negotiations. But I will say that TikTok, I think, rightly so, is concerned that if these negotiations go too far in reducing the influence of Chinese owners and the Chinese government, then the Chinese government might ultimately reject the deal.
All right. That's our reporter, John McKinnon. John, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
And that's it for today's Tech News Briefing. If you want more tech stories, head over to our website, WSJ.com. And if you're a fan of the show, please leave us a 5-star rating and a review wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Grant Thornton, a professional services firm that gets that cookie-cutter thinking doesn't cut it in today's tech industry. Grant Thornton listens first, tailoring solutions to evolve with your business, whatever comes next. More at gt.com.